All right, let's do it. Here we go.
It?
Let's do it. What is it?
I think you know what it is.
Yeah, we gonna bone down? What's gonna happen? It's you like that?
What?
It's 7-Eleven. It's Brackets Hunter. Let's do it.
No, it's too early. I'm tired.
The morning dump, you idiot.
I'm tired.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Not in the mood.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic.
Call them. What, you do not have it in front of you or something? What's going on? You're confusing me.
It's like messing with you. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit
pumpthatseptic.com. You're making me nervous.
It's hard to do, right? We have a rhythm.
Yeah.
I messed up the rhythm. I'm sorry, buddy. A Virginia woman is seeking the Guinness World Records recognition for her unique, that's a hard thing to say,
mm-hmm.
unique beaver collection.
Oh, collection.
Collection. Yeah. Lori... gong aware, can't get enough of beavers and amassed a huge collection of beaver-related items over the years. She began collecting them in 1996. Now she has 717 beaver-related items.
What? Why? What's going on?
Beavers are cute.
You know?
Got their little beaver teeth.
It's just weird. You don't see too many of them. You know?
No.
Maybe you're out fishing and you might see one in a dam or something. But
you know, a beaver slaps its tail on the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Anyway, that's a lot of beaver stuff.
And very random.
Very random, yeah.
Is she like Catwoman, but with beavers? Like, did a beaver bite her, and she all of a sudden was like, you know what? I need everything beaverish.
A beaver bitter beaver.
Yeah. You think she calls her beaver a beaver?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise she's doing it wrong.
Yeah.
She's got to.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to. It doesn't say if she has any pet beavers. I don't feel like a beaver would be a good pet.
No.
No.
Well, maybe if you get it early.
Maybe. Like a young beaver?
Yeah.
A young, fresh beaver.
Yep. Take one fresh out of a dam.
But not like an old, like, stinky beaver.
No.
You don't want that.
No.
You want a young, fresh beaver.
No. Because beavers get pissed.
They do.
They like to lay on their back and float around.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest break I've ever done in my life. I have nothing else to say about this beaver-related subject.
I feel like we could talk some more about beavers.
I love beavers.
We spend some time on a beaver.
Right.
You know?
That's so dumb.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah, they're in Australia. What are they doing, like an Elvis film or something?
So, yeah, according to Deadline, both were in Australia for a pre-production of Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis Presley film. Hanks plays Presley's longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker. So, yeah, they have it, and they're just...
They put a message out on Twitter or something.
Instagram or whatever
addressing
it was.
Twitter, yeah. So they're not like trying to hide it at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Basically what he said is my wife had kind of the cold sweats. She had kind of, you know,
yeah,
like
he said,
the symptoms of just having a flu. And
he said we felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. So they went and got tested, but yeah.
Yeah. She said out of respect, we decided to go get tested for the coronavirus. And
that's good. So they'll be quarantined. I swear to God, if this coronavirus takes Tom Hanks, I'm going to be so pissed. I'm going to be so pissed.
I just watched Captain Phillips the other day. Fantastic movie. So
dude, I love Tom Hanks. He's one of my all-time favorites.
And watching Captain Phillips, I like went in my brain of all the Tom Hanks films throughout the years. I'm like, dude, the guy does like Grammy movies every single year. Almost.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I mean, think about it, man. Apollo 13 was way back.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic movie.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, he did the Toy Stories. I'm Forrest Gump, dude.
Yep. Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. Like some of these, like top movies of all time.
Apollo 13, like you mentioned. The Sully movie.
Yeah.
The Sully Sullenberg. Fantastic. Yeah. Castaway. Dude, he's been
Wilson!
In.
Wilson!
Big.
Big? What was the? Yeah, that was the one where he's like a child,
but he gets transformed to Tom Hanks' body.
Wow.
Bachelor Party, classic.
Dude, there's so many.
Yep.
Tom Hanks is just baller.
Oh, dude, he's Philadelphia.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yep. Classics, man. Yep,
God, has he made what? Name a bad Tom Hanks movie.
I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one. To be honest,
I can't think of one.
I can't think of a single one.
Wow.
Yep. He's great, and if coronavirus gets him, I swear to God. You know what? Take out the beaver lady. Don't take out Tom Hanks.
Yeah, so it's like everybody in Florida is fine. No, they're not fine, but it seems like the people that you don't want to.
Infect the lady's beaver, not Tom Hanks.
There you go.
All right, that's all I got to say about that. Hey, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
Danger zone, danger zone, danger zone,
danger zone. So stupid. 722, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
They got a karaoke somewhere this weekend.
Oh, I will find it, and we'll sing Danger Zone.
You'll do Danger Zone, and I'm going to do Tequila.
We found your karaoke song, Tequila. Yeah. You're going to do great, buddy.
There's Tequila. A guy on YouTube. You showed me.
They're so great. It's so great.
Tequila.
Tequila. Here we go. Anyway, quick look at your forecast today. We got a chance for some rain. Later on, high of 60. Tonight, chance for rain, low of 35. Tomorrow, high of 48. Saturday, high of 40. But it's staying kind of consistently upper 40s. And into the 50s, which I like. Yeah. Very spring feeling.
It is.
Maybe we're actually out of it.
You know, when you can smell the rain, that's when you know, man.
Yeah.
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 Plus that stupid gopher.
It's a woodchuck.
Oh, it's a woodchuck.
Man. It's a beaver.
It's a beaver. It's a lady.
Is it spring? Hey, lady, what's your beaver say? Is it spring yet? Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports are brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're talking to your beaver.
You're dang right. We got scores, but, man, you know what? We're going to have to talk about this. And I know it's been talked about a lot. I know it's in your news feed. I know your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, your dad, your cousins are talking about it. And some of you out there are just like, okay. All right, but you know what? It's important. It's important to talk about it. It's important to relay the information of what we get and to let you know what's going on on the outside. And it is happening in the NBA right now.
Yes, it has affected the sports world quite thoroughly.
Drastically, man.
Thank you. I couldn't think of a word.
There you go. The NBA season will be suspended until further notice following tonight's schedule. The decision was announced after Utah Jazz player tested positive Wednesday for the coronavirus and only hours after the majority of the league's owners were leaning toward playing games without fans in the arenas, which we were talking about last week. It started with the NCAA. Now, too, they're shutting down the NBA. A person with knowledge of the situation said the player who tested positive was Jazz center Rudy Gobert. The league says it will use the hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward regarding the pandemic. This is serious stuff, man.
Yeah.
I mean, when professional sports, when billions of dollars are being pushed aside because of the seriousness of this, that's when you kind of start thinking, holy hell, what is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, it started with the NCAA. They were talking about, you know, we're not going to have any fans in the stands, which is... I'm okay with.
But
you know,
they'd still be playing, though. We'd still
playing
watch
basketball.
It.
Yep. But as of last night, NBA says, I read in another report, he's like, there were two forks in the road, or a fork in the road, I should say, two ways to go. And after this guy tested positive, it was like no question. It took the commissioner like a half hour to make decisions to shut it down. Like, dude, sorry. Billions of dollars, you guys. We're going to make it up somehow. But
silver lining, if the Pistons can't play, they can't lose.
They can't lose. I bet the Lions right now are like, come on.
Come on, just cancel the football season.
You know, if we play half the season, we might be able to get to the playoffs.
You get a .500 record at half the season.
Jeez, man. But it doesn't stop at the NBA, man. NCAA, same thing. Women's hoops, men's hoops. The NCAA tournament, going to be without fans. That's as of right now. After the NBA doing what they're doing, I don't think there's going to be a tournament this year, man. I think you can... crinkle that bracket up and throw it away because it ain't gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
And that's everything in the NCAA. The Ivy League canceled. Spring sports. Everything is just out the door right now, man.
Yep.
So don't plan on going to any sporting events.
You know,
don't
plan
on traveling.
We should cancel your sports.
Oh, because we don't have any sports to talk about.
Dude. The one thing you have to do in the morning.
Actually, you know what?
It's gone.
I'm gonna have to start. All right, we'll do it. MHSAA, high school athletics, last night.
You won't be able to do that a little bit.
That's true.
We'll just cancel your sports.
Okay.
We'll just give Bud Distributing their shout out and say that's it.
Yeah, Bud Distributing this morning, no sports.
That's right. There you go. Perfect. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. Dude, there's I know you think like a pizzeria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this subs can't. No, subs are amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh, actually, I think I'm going to do that today.
Yeah. Subs good. And pizza, man.
Oh, so good.
Pizza.
Anyway, go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Spring cleaning right around the corner. Just right there, right around the corner.
I think everybody's cleaning right now.
Yeah, everyone. We got an early start.
Yeah.
We are disinfecting.
Yes.
Spring cleaning. Honestly, I just did some in the basement. Got started on it.
Uh-huh.
It feels good. You do that cleaning. You get in there. You throw out stuff that you're finally ready. But we did want to see what's something you really should get rid of.
Mm.
I have yet to pull the trigger. I have these old white V-neck T-shirts. I've had them for probably a decade. The armpits are ripped up. They're stained.
They're yellow.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But they're so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think about, like, just lounging around the house, dude, they're the most comfortable things. And every time I wear it, Kiki's like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. Throw that shirt out. And I'm like, ah. So I think this is the year, Hunter. I think I'm going to get rid of those. There's three of them, and they're literally the most comfortable things, but I got to throw them out. Like, they wouldn't even make a good rag at this point.
Just get those yellow armpitted shirts to Goodwill. Somebody will reuse them.
Like, I'm burning them is the only thing I should really all do right. with these things. I should burn them. That is it.
Make a good Molotov cocktail, you know?
Pretty much. So that's what I need to get rid of.
And you wouldn't have to use any gasoline or anything. Just the pit juice, man, would be good enough to light that thing.
Just right there. It'd be fine. That's what I need to get rid of. Do you have anything in spring clean that you need? Honestly, Hunter, and be honest. That you need to get rid of.
There's a lot of things that I need to get rid of in the house. There's a lot of things in the shed that I need to get rid of. Will I get rid of any of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a hoarder. I'm not really trying to grab and grasp things and hold on to them for years.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few things. I have a few extra, like, bicycles that just are sitting there. I have a thing called a Zip. It's an electric scooter, if you will.
I forgot about that.
Remember that thing?
Yeah, you need to get
rid
of that.
It's just sitting there. It's broken. The controller's broke.
I would get, you know what? I think this is going to be good for you. This spring, we got a nice spring. You need to do a garage sale, and you need to get all that stuff out.
Dude, honestly, I would probably have a pretty epic garage sale.
Yeah.
It's not like I have a lot of trashy things. It's just a lot of things that I thought I would use.
Your delivery guy's going to come by big. Really? You made me bring all that stuff to your house, and now you're selling it?
Selling it?
You piece of trash.
Yeah. That was heavy. I threw my back out bringing that to you, man. Yeah, for real, though. It would be kind of an epic garage or, you know, yard sale.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, you definitely have stuff you need to get rid of.
All right, he's got a bullwhip. He's got yo-yos.
Whips, chains.
Right, he's got that sticky hand that you get from the quarter machine.
It's not even sticky anymore.
What is this, a child?
Get rid of
yard
it.
Yard sale?
No, it's a grown man.
No, that's me, sir.
That's me, sir. I'm the child. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Spring cleaning right around the corner. What's something you really should get rid of?
Those pickles that have been in the back of the fridge for like 8 years?
Yes. Yes.
But they're pickles.
They're just getting better.
More.
Hey, good morning. 747, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Lyrics. Song stuff. Anyway, 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Spring cleaning right around the corner.
That is.
Everyone's gearing up to get organized. What's something you really should get rid of? Like, you know, you've been holding on for too long.
Mm-hmm.
You should get rid of it. Spring cleaning, get rid of it.
Yeah. Actually got an item, man.
Yeah.
And it's pretty nice. This is an opportunity for you guys out there.
I'm telling you. Oh,
boy. This is like a free advertisement for me. No, I got a foosball table, man. It's a really nice foosball table. It just sits in the corner of my basement.
I've never seen you use it.
I know.
Yeah.
I love foosball. It's just weird. Maybe it's my basement or something. It's just, there's so many things down there that you'd rather do, I think, that the foosball table just gets pushed aside.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if anybody is looking for a foosball table, I will hook you up.
Folks. $10.
$10. Even so.
$10. $10. That's what it's for. That's a good one. You really should get rid of that.
Yeah.
You should.
And it's a nice table. It's heavy. It's not one of those chintzy ones.
Let's see. Nicholas said nothing because once you pitch it, you'll need it.
There you go.
No, Nicholas, it's not a justifiable answer.
Huh? Hey, I got one for you.
Huh?
I don't know why you're not taking this opportunity. Brock's got a pop-up camper that he's trying to get rid of.
Yeah, no, I need to get rid of that. Yeah. I got to sell it, though. It's not a good time. Well, now's a better time.
Yeah.
It'll be sold. It'll be sold. We're just hawking all of our stuff. What is it like?
Just take it!
That garage sale radio show. Remember that one? Let's see. Blake said the massive pile of junk in the garage from the previous homeowner. That's good. Yeah. I got some stuff that I'm slowly unloading that the previous homeowner had.
Yeah. If you think you're moving away and you're doing the next guy a favor, oh, I like this. No. No, we got our own stuff.
Cody's got a good one. Cody said what he really needs to get rid of. He needs to burn all those damn Amazon boxes.
No, dude. That's a big fire.
That's a big fire. Do you have pretty much all the boxes or you throw those out?
You know, they'll stick around for a little bit. What we do is like the bigger boxes, we'll keep and they'll just throw all the trash from that weekend.
Yeah,
and then we'll just put it out one shot.
You don't keep it for the cat? Cats love boxes.
They do. Yeah. They get their time with them.
Yeah, they do.
But they know the Amazon man's going to be here tomorrow with some more boxes.
Rip them away from them. You bastard. You bastard. All right, we'll be back in a few. What do you really need to get rid of? We both just stretched. Apparently, we're working very hard in here. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
You know, much like the Ghostbusters, maybe we could suit up and go save the world.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like, don't cross the streams, bro. But instead of that, it's going to be like hand sanitizer.
Don't touch your face, bro.
Yeah.
Now it sounds like a lot of work. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Spring cleaning right around the corner. What's something you really should get rid of? You know, you've been looking at it. You're like, you've maybe moved. You do that thing where you move it from one place to another and you feel better about it. That's good. I organized. That's great. But then it just sits there. And then you move it to a different spot. Like, or you move houses.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, after we get moved, I'll get rid of it. Or I'll find a spot for it.
Maybe you need to get rid of Grandma. She's been hanging out at the house too long.
Andy said, my snowmobile never left the garage this year. Ooh.
Yeah, you need snow for that. You know what, though? I don't feel bad for you one bit. I don't. I really don't. People with snowmobiles that bitch about, I couldn't take... Have you been here in the last 15 years? Like, one snow.
We had a little snow enough to go out.
It's not like full-blown up north, northern Michigan.
No.
You know, if you're expecting to rip your snowmobile around here every single year for months at a time, your expectations are way too high. And you need to sell it and get a jet ski. Because you know what happens in the summer? We're guaranteed water.
Yeah. Especially now, we got even more water.
It's the confusing part of this whole situation with snowmobiles.
You know what you need to do? Get an electric bicycle.
There, you can use it all the time. Actually, you can use your snowmobile on water, I guess.
You got to go really fast.
They have those races at Nimby Pond.
Kayla said, if I haven't touched it in a year, I get rid of it. That's not a bad
not a bad
rule.
Actually, you know, that's a good one with me. I already got rid of a lot of clothes, and I still have too many clothes.
Yep. Spring cleaning, buddy. Do it.
I mean, dude, how many times? You've seen me wear this shirt like 8 times in the past.
In a row.
9 days. You know, it's like, why do I have so many?
I went through my clothes the other day, and I was like, I got to get rid of some of this. I haven't worn it in 3 years.
It's like, why do you have 10 pairs of jeans?
Yeah.
You know, you don't. Yeah. You don't need to.
I mean, you wear athletic pants to work.
I do.
You wear tearaways.
Tearaways. And just in case, man, if the coach puts me in, dude, I need to be ready.
It's my time to shine.
All
these other NBA players, they can't play, but Hunter can. It's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. The dumbest?
Rock 107.